remarkable and on the internet is whatever is written, the person who reads it is going to put the emotional slant into it. So if that person is looking for an insult or looking for something, they're going to find whatever it is that, because their voice is the one that reads it. Mm-hmm. I know your voice, I've talked to you before, so when I read what you've written, I can imagine what you sound like when you read it. But a person I've never met before,
yeah.
When I read their words, it's just words on a page. And since I don't know them, it's my voice that's doing the talking. So I hear me. And if I were to write this, I would be, if I wrote these words, I would be angry. And therefore, that person must be angry.
Yeah.
It's funny how we put ourselves in the emails of people that we don't know.
Well, it's interesting in the emotional world how rare is that person you can find that is beyond being upset if you insult them. Now, you can imagine if you, say you insult a highly evolved person, like if you were to meet Jesus. You know, they gave him the greatest insult possible. They crucified him, and what does he say? Father, forgive them, because they know not what they do. What do you think most of the people being crucified blurted out? See you in hell, you guys. I can't wait till you die. But it's interesting how difficult it is for people to control their emotions. And probably one of the greatest signs of emotional control is getting an insult. What do people do when they feel insulted? Now, what should you do when you feel insulted? Should you attack back? Should you be emotional? Should you feel attacked?
You should ask.
What?
Affirm yourself. Reaffirm yourself.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
You can ask them. Whoever said something that was upsetting to you, ask them what they meant.
Yeah.
Are they trying to say something else?
I think if they were upset, that just means there's something in you that you need to look at. To me, it's just information.
There might be some truth.
So when somebody says something, because normally it's like, who's shooting Brown's high? Who cares, right?
That's what it should be. You know?
Yeah.
So if it's not blue shoe Brown's high, then you have to say something within you. It's the past. It's your past.
Right, because they're not there. You're the one.
Yeah,
at one time right. At work, there was a secretary.
Here, let me see if I can get your comments here.
One time at work when I was an administrator, there was a secretary that was incredibly rude to me all the time. And I thought, just wait till she's rude to me when it's just her and me. I thought, just wait, I'll be polite all the way through. And so when she was really rude to me one time when it was just her and me, I was just waiting, and I looked at her and I said, are you this rude to everybody, or am I just special? And after that, she wasn't rude anymore.
That was it. It was just like calling her on it.
When I was in college, I lived in a fire station, and we had our own little kitchen there where we made our meals. And there was this friend of mine there that I thought, sure, he's sure been acting weird lately, but I didn't pay much attention to it. Then after a couple of weeks, he came up to me and he says, I got to tell you something. I said, what's that? He says, for the past 2 weeks, I have been doing everything I can to make you angry. And you've been just completely ignoring me. I says, really? I didn't even notice. I thought you were just kind of in bad mood a little bit, but and it made him even more angry that he couldn't make me angry, but that especially that I wasn't even noticing that he was really doing it. But I thought that was kind of funny. But I've had people that have tried to make me angry before when it just really upset them and even threw things at me, but it's interesting that how easy it is to push buttons. Now, that's not saying I don't have buttons. I have buttons that sometimes, there's been times in my life when somebody just said the right thing that really clicked something in me, and I felt like strangling them, and it took all my self-control to to not respond in kind, you know. And this is what we have to do. We all have buttons that can be pressed. And when we do, we have to step back, take a deep breath, and not respond the way we feel like responding. But on the other hand, we don't need to be suppressing either, because that is dangerous. Yeah.
No, I just, growing up, my dad used to teach us, nobody makes you do anything. You choose your behavior. So, I mean, it kind of helps in that you can choose to be offended or choose to not be offended. And I'm not saying it's the easiest thing to do, but it helps when you're kind of taught that it's nobody makes you do anything. You choose to feel those ways. And
It reminds me of a story I heard about this. I can't remember all the details, but a guy was getting a newspaper or something, and every time he got this newspaper, the guy selling it to him insulted him. He was just pleasant to him. And this guy that was behind him noticed that he kept responding this way. And he told the guy, he says, well, that guy keeps insulting you, and he says, you don't do anything about it. Why don't you insult him back? And he says, I'm not going to let somebody else dictate my behavior. He says, I decide what my behavior is. And I always like that little story, because we have the power to determine our own behavior and what it's supposed to be. But this emotional thing is even more difficult than the physical. The physical is bad enough, you know, to be able to control ourselves so that we don't abuse our physical body, and we can take good charge of it, so we can keep it in good shape. We can decide what enters our body and what doesn't enter our body, and it's all according to what we decide may be harmful or not harmful. So this is important, but the emotional part is even more difficult. And one thing that's really difficult with the emotional level is what to do if somebody offends you and you feel like responding, but if you do respond the way you feel like you want to respond, you're going to regret it. What do you do?
Take a deep breath.
Okay. How do you diffuse that energy, though? You got all this emotional energy. If you hold it back and suppress, is that good?
No.
Suppression is one of the main causes of disease. Is if we suppress emotion, then that emotion is energy that's thrown back into our body, and it's not good energy. It's negative energy, and this produces seeds of disease. So this has to be diffused. How do we diffuse negative energy like this? Somebody insults you, you feel like insulting them back, you don't, you suppress it. How do you diffuse this negative energy?
You run really hard for 20 minutes fast.
You have to be honest with them. You have to confront them and tell them, hurt my feelings. Or...
Okay, exactly right. If somebody hurts your feelings, there's three things you can do. One, you can do nothing, and you'll wind up suppressing it, and you'll have the negative energy not go to the other person, but it goes in you. And you don't want that. So that's something we want to avoid. The second thing you can do, if you feel like strangling them, is to actually strangle them. Now, if you strangle them or beat them up or whatever, or physically attack them, you'll probably feel really good for about 5 minutes. But then after 5 minutes, you'll really regret doing that. Yeah, you'll go to jail, or maybe you'll be sued. Or maybe he'll send a hitman after you or something like that. So it'll come back to you. So you don't want to do that. What you need to do is communicate to the guy what the problem is. So you go up to the guy and you say, listen, when you insulted my mother, that really hurt my feelings, because I love my mother, okay? So how would you feel if I insulted your mother? Okay, so would you please not insult my mother anymore? Okay, what you've done here, no matter what his response is you've taken the negativity and you've put it on his shoulders. Now, there's two ways he will respond. One way will be, gosh, I'm sorry, you know, I was just careless. I'll try to be better. And then if he does this, the negative energy is completely diffused and it's gone. It has no negative effect on anybody. But a lot of times when you share your feelings with another person, he'll take it personally and he'll say, well, boy, you're just way oversensitive. You know, I was just joking around. You need to get a life, you know. So if he reacts this way, what happens is that cloud then drifts and settles on him. You can just feel a negative energy settling on somebody that doesn't take it in the right way. And he will be very negative. He'll feel negative toward you. And he will just have a cloud over him, and the negative energy goes on him, and he's the one that has to worry about it now. But he created it to begin with through his carelessness. He put it on you, and you, by telling him how it made you feel, gave it right back to him. It's like a ball of energy. He give you a ball of energy, you give him the ball of energy back, and if he says the right words, well, I'm sorry, then the ball is diffused. If he doesn't, then the ball enters his being and he has to deal with it. He's the one with the problem now. And so you did get revenge. You didn't have to strangle the guy. You just give the energy back to him, and if he's the bad dude, unwilling to do his part in the diffusion of the negativity, he then has to carry it. And that's could be worse than slapping him around physically for the poor guy.